Father, we thank you tonight as we enter into the arena of the book of Acts, of the early church and the late church, the church now still fulfilling the book of Acts. I believe that there are people here have matured enough to go farther. And so I'm aiming to yield to the Holy Spirit as we prepare for some things that we have not seen before. Thank you for every person at present. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, is there anybody here never been baptized with the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues? If not, don't be afraid. Just let me know. Is there anybody here who never spoke in tongues in their prayer language before? We got a hand? Is there anybody? Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Anybody else? You never been baptized with the Holy Ghost, even though you're a Christian, but you never been baptized with evidence of speaking in tongues. A young lady was honest. Anybody else? I need to know if you're here, you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. All right. I failed to do something, and for boys, y'all just going to work with me with this tape. Anybody brought a guest? Yes, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Charles Murphy.
Where is it? Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Charles, glad to have you, sir. Anyone else? I want to make sure you all need to do this because this is very important. I'm not talking about your friends and cousins and relatives. I'm talking about anybody you can get your hand on. Tell them about the things of God, all right? All right, we're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And what we're going to do tonight is begin to prepare you on how to function in a supernatural atmosphere, or how to function in the supernatural power of God, or how to flow in the supernatural, how to make yourself available to in a miracle zone and signs and wonders, that you'll be able to recognize it and know how to flow with it. Now, this text we're reading, Jesus, before he left in the first chapter of Acts, before he ascended back, he taught two things for 40 days, or one thing, then he said something else, things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And then he told the disciples, don't leave and try to do ministry without power. He was in reference to the Holy Spirit, which is in Acts chapter 2. Now, come on, be a student. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 is the day of Pentecost when the wind filled the place where they were. Tongue like as a fire set upon them. And they spake in other tongue as the Spirit gave them utterance. If you're looking at 4's verse, you'll see Acts 2, 4. And so tonight we want to show you some things that we started to show you some months ago, but we never completed it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but he's speaking to somebody. Right, who? God. All right, speaking to God. For no man understandeth him. Now, I like this last statement too. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now, I'm going to give you this first key. Tongues, or praying in the spirit, is the entrance into the supernatural. It is the entrance into the supernatural. Now write this down and get this, because I use these keys in my prayer time. Sometimes I was going to pray an hour. I pray an hour and a half because another key I want to catch. Praying in tongue is beneficial because it is the gateway into the spirit realm. It is the gateway into the realm of the spirit. You notice what it says. You're speaking not unto men, but unto God. How being the spirit, you're speaking mystery. You're over in that realm when you're praying in the spirit. It opened gates in the spirit realm. It opened doors in the spirit realm. It opened, I'm going to use a word now, portals. Portals mean opening. Doors, windows, gates into the spirit realm. In other words, you're no longer normal. You're no longer trying to get there. It opens so you can get in the presence of God. God is a spirit, you know that. Turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I'll say it another way. There's a doorway into the realm of the spirit, and it's through tongue. There's a doorway. Now in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, here John out in an isolated place. But you can never be isolated. No matter what situation you're dealing with, you can't ever be by yourself if you know how to get the door open in the spirit realm. Here, John out in the Isle of Patmos, and when he says, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, he actually was praying in the spirit. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and look what happened when you pray in the spirit. Look what realm, when you get in that realm, what else happened? And I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I preached a funeral today. I look up the word voice in the Strong Concordance, and the word voice means light. The word voice, when you hear God's voice, light come on. Enlightenment. You can see things better. But here John said, I was in the spirit. Now, had he not been in the spirit, he would not have heard the voice. Maybe that's why some supernatural things we are not taking a part of, because we're not praying sincere enough in the spirit. Now, I'm not talking about frame of time. I'm talking about focusing while you're praying and not doing everything else while you're praying. And I'm talking about you have the ability to change those words. No, racunsikasyakata. Vunsa, I'd do that. I'd do that for 2 or 3 minutes. All of y'all be running up in here. Because it opened the rim of the spirit. You see, in the book of Acts, the reason the book of Acts didn't start until they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, until them fire, like fire of tongues set up on them. They needed that to be able to function with organized religion. You know, the Bible says the tradition of men has made the word of God of none effect. So people memorize scriptures, people have outline, people have opinion, but when you start functioning in the spirit and in the supernatural, their opinion don't matter anymore. All right? Let's say it another way now. Now, John was praying in the spirit and he heard. And here's another statement I want to give you that I thought was powerful. No wonder Christians have no knowledge of entering into the spirit realm. Most Christians have no knowledge of entering into the spirit realm. See, you got to be in the spirit. You can say all you want. If you're not in the spirit, you're not in the spirit realm. You can read all the scriptures you want. If you're not in the spirit, you can go to church all you want. If you're not in, you're just not in. You can sit inside a pool and get a hose pipe and put some water on you and say you've been in the pool, but you didn't go in the pool. You got wet. There's more water in the pool than the hose pipe. Listen, as long as Satan can keep you from praying in the spirit or keep you from tongue, he can keep you from the miraculous. The miraculous is not coming into a flesh zone. Now notice the word in your text. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. howbeit in the spirit. You listening? When you pray in tongues, you are automatically in the spirit. When you pray in tongues, you are automatically in the spirit. You are automatically in the spirit. Now, here Paul was stating that God is in the spirit, didn't he? In that text. Because he said if you're speaking not unto man but to God, and if you're speaking in the spirit, and God and you're speaking to God, God is in the spirit. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
Now watch this. In other words, now I want you to get this. That's why I need to look at your notes. When you start praying in tongues, you are entering God's miracle zone. Say miracle zone. See, the book of Acts actually says the Acts of the Apostle, but it was the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost functioned in the realm of the Spirit. Therefore, manifestation and demonstration and creation can take place when one is functioning in the supernatural power of God. Say supernatural power of God.
Supernatural power of God.
Say
I'm designed
to function
in the supernatural
power
of God.
Can you get in the jam? No. Can you get locked out? No. Can you get knocked out? No. See, you know how to shift into another realm. And you don't let Satan cannot stop you when you know how to function in the realm of God. Amen? You listen? Now did you get that? Now let me give you a statement that another apostle made. He says, tongue is the prayer in the New Testament. I know you got the Our Father prayer. And I know you got other prayer. You got the prayer in Philippians prayer there, in the fourth chapter, you got a prayer there. You got one in Ephesians 1, you got a prayer in Ephesians 3. You got different prayers in the Bible. In Colossians, you got a prayer, different prayer, the apostle prayed, you know, amen. But when we talk about functioning in the supernatural, you have to go into the supernatural. And you go into the supernatural by praying in the spirit. Now, get this voice. This voice went down. Tongues is the entrance into the supernatural. Tell me, say, Pastor, I got that. Yeah, because see, in camp meeting, two camp meetings ago, we had over 200 manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Man didn't do it. God did it. All kind of miracle. Even on Sunday, a man's blood pressure was 190 over 90. It went down to 170 over 80 something. And he checked it yesterday, and it's 132 over 82. And it happened when he came here Sunday that it manifested. It was God. It's God doing it. It's a glory. See, the praise, the type of apostolic praise we're having, that's why I want you to get involved. See, praise invokes the glory. Praise invite God to take over. Now, secondly, praying in tongue is a direct line to God. Now, I don't know about you as a boy, living in a little city called Geismar on gravel roads. And we had phone, but the six or seven houses down the street was on the same line. And so anytime you're talking, somebody just pick up and listen, eavesdrop. Or they'll just tell you in the middle of your conversation, I need to use the phone. It was called a party line. Now, we black folks, I'll be the only one that had it. We got a phone that nobody couldn't pick up. I thought I was in another world. My mama used to get them off that old. My mom was from a place called Back Vashery. And the lady down the street was real nosy. And she'd get on the phone every time. And she knew it was her, you know. And my mom and her sister started speaking in Creole. And she get hot and hanging up on her, just mad. But she pick it back up in a few minutes. She still, when you know that, you just know that. You know. But a party line. When you're praying in the spirit, you have a direct line to God. Are you listening to me? Now look at 1 Corinthians 14:2 again, and let's read it together. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now get this, write this down. Tongues is your hotline to God. Just put down that tongues is my hotline to God. Now when you're praying tomorrow morning, open them notes up, watch what happens. Open them nose up. Tongue is my hotline to God. Yes, sir. I don't have no parties. Yes, even, now watch this now. Watch this. It's going to bless you. Even the devil hang his phone up when you're praying in tongues. He can't eavesdrop to cut off what you're asking God for. He get upset. He hang up. See now, when you're not praying in tongues, you're praying on a party line. Because the devil eavesdropping. Yes, and that's why it takes so long to get what you want to get from God. Yes, because he's blocking it because he heard you say it. Yes, but what about the hotline? Yes, how many of y'all going to use your hotline? Yes, yeah, you're going to need to, because when the spirit starts functioning in the supernatural in this church, as an apostolic church, as the book of Acts. See, the book of Acts is the only book that never was finished in the Bible. Read the book of Acts. The church. Yes, yeah, the book of Acts is about the church. About the church functioning in a supernatural manner. That's why people got healed. Right after the boy got filled with the Holy Spirit, that man received his ability to walk. Yes, went down through there. Many miracles happened. Signs and wonders. Handkerchiefs were brought from people who was anointed. And so this question was asked, how many people would love to have an audience with God? Tongue give you an automatic audience with God. Now why we got so many people all over the world piercing themselves up, putting stuff all in their neck, back, side, behind, everywhere. And people cutting them up. They're looking for God. They're looking for the supernatural. They're designed for the supernatural, but they think they're doing all these things. Let me say it like it is. Literally millions. There are people all over the world doing all kind of crazy things to get their God to hear them. Some are piercing their bodies. Others are offering up all kind of sacrifice. But Paul revealed to us a direct line to the Almighty. Yes, sir. Direct line. Thank you, Lord. Listen well. Listen to this. We're talking about praying in tongues, a direct line to God. Number two. Right? Yes, all right. People of all religion, again, know that when we get an audience with God, miracles will flow. Thank you, Lord. You pray enough in tongues, miracles start flowing in your family. Thank you, Lord. Miracles start flowing in your business. Miracles start flowing in your body. Miracles start flowing in your house. Miracles start flowing in your finances. Miracles start flowing in your health.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, my sisters and brothers, you never can pray in tongue and not be in the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Now, it is said different ways. Through tongues, you and I can have direct access to God. Yes, sir. Direct access to God. Yes, yes. You get it? Yes, say it, direct access to God. Yes. How many of y'all lack some direct access to God? Yes. You know who we're talking about here? Yes. He made it possible. That we can have direct access to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Direct access. So what it means, look where it says, no one understandeth him. You see that in that text, 1 Corinthians 14:2? No one understandeth him when you're praying in tongues. You see that? Huh? Let me say it to you again. This means Satan does not understand when you pray in the spirit. He know what you're doing, but he can't understand what you're saying. It's none of his business. Listen, he is helpless to sabotage your prayer. A portion I just, you know, I come from a good Baptist church. A good Baptist not filled with the Holy Ghost, not a good Baptist. Good Baptist ain't gonna pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm tell you right now, good Baptist will fight you out, partner. You ain't, because I was a good Baptist one time. I'll fight you till my praying in the Holy Ghost. Get from around me with that mess. Ignorance. I said that to say this. I want to go back over this point. He's helpless to sabotage your prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't sabotage if you don't know what the verb is. And the adjective.
That's right. That's right.
You don't know what the question is.
That's right.
It's not in your language.
Right.
You can't eavesdrop.
Yes,
you can't intercept. You can't stop it. All you do when you're praying in the spirit is make Satan cuss.
Uh-huh.
You know Satan cuss, don't you? You make him cuss because he can't catch a hold of what you're doing. You're going into another realm. You're going in direct contact with God. You're going into miraculous. You're going into supernatural. You're going into another realm. Every child of God who baptized with the Holy Ghost had that right. Miraculous zone. Miracle zone. Now, it's funny. How many people say tongue is of the devil? You heard that before? Yet Paul said, look at your text, tongue is talking to God.
That's right.
Through tongue you have a direct access to God. How can it be of the devil and it's access to God? Is the devil told you it was of the devil? Turn to Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm preparing you for the supernatural. When the miracle starts flowing, when women begin to receive breath that got cut off, kidneys start coming, new hearts appear, you'll be ready for it. You'll be ready for it. You got to get further over in the spirit to get ready for this. Because you're questioning, you say, I wonder did she really had her breath cut off? I wondered if she really had. See, you go to asking questions because you can't catch up. I wondered did he have trouble with his knee? After the man running around, you see. I remember Kennedy's here. Well, back in the day, Kennedy had a bad accident. His mama, you know, you don't play with her. She I'm not a pastor, nothing. She said, go see about my boy. I said, yes, ma'am. And Kennedy was, and Shauna, both members here. And Kenny was in death shape. You know that.
I remember
in death shape. But the Lord worked it out, got him out, and brought him out. But he had a lamp. And he would lamp around here doing ushering and doing stuff. And so one Sunday, the Holy Ghost came on me. I said, run, Kenny. Run. He trusted me. He took off. I don't know, after he made a good round, he came straight and there was lamp again. Now you see, you sat there, if you're not in the spirit, Say he ain't had nothing in his leg no way. You see, because you're in the flesh. You can't understand God doing something without a man hand. See, you have to understand that there are times that, oh my goodness, that there are times that God will come take over. And when he does, it's time for you to get out of the way. I don't care how much faith and anointing you got, go set yourself down and let God do what he want to do. Those days are coming. See, in the book of Acts, God did it. That's all they could say there. God did it. Man so busy trying to prove himself. Now, anytime man exalts himself, the glory leaves. The glory won't work when a man exalting or a woman exalting himself. Talking about what I can do, the glory lift. Now, touches of the glory in you right now. See. In a point, well, kusunata, where anything can happen in you now. Because we are breathing the air of the book of Acts. There's an atmosphere coming. When you keep talking about accessing God and bypassing Satan and his demons. And they don't know where you're going. See. You're hitting in a, watch this now. You're hitting in a layer of spirit that he can't go. It's a spiritual layer. You know, like a layer. Yeah. You enter in that the enemy can't go. And the church got to go there. We got to stop staying out in the open. Just singing a song and clapping our hands. Woo, Lord. No, he said he revealed the deep things of God. Then in Hebrews 4:16, you thought I forgot? Let us therefore come boldly. Where? That we may what? And what else? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Praying in the spirit or tongues is the believer's direct access to the throne room. When you start praying in the spirit, the angels start opening the door on the throne room. Say, come on in. They've got grace and mercy. They're waiting on you. Grace and mercy. What a combination. Grace and mercy. Say it. Grace and mercy. God, dog, I need me some grace. I need me some mercy. Hallelujah. Get happy up in here by myself. How many of y'all can stand more grace and more mercy? It got plenty of it, you know. Oh, yeah, it got more than you can use. But you got to get in a position for it to flow on you. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Now, this is good. We'll get to good here now. We'll go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. Praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, divine courted secrets. Praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, divine courted secrets. Read it again, 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh what? Not unto men, but unto God. How be in the spirit? What are you doing? Now I want you to notice the word mysteries. It's a loaded word with multiple meanings. I'm going to give you some meaning of that word. What's your eye opening? Some translation transfer that word as secret. Now, here one thing when you're speaking in the spirit, they say you're speaking mystery, courted secret. You go in a place, hidden things. Write that down. Hidden things. Hidden things that the average person not going to ever be able to see. The average church member will never be able to see it. Praying in English, you'll never see it. But you get over into that language, that divine language that God gave the early church to operate in another dimension, you're going to see some hidden things. Yeah. Say hidden things.
Hidden things.
Yeah, things you can't find in the library.
Yeah.
Things you can't find in psychology, science. Things that only come out the rim of the spirit.
Yeah.
Hidden things. Say it again.
Hidden things.
See, yeah, they're unfolding, yeah. Unraveling, opening up places that you can't go normally when you pray in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, you ready for this? Ready for this? There's some divine secrets God wants you to know. Good God Almighty. That's going to change your life like never before.
Yes,
secrets just for you. Divine secret. Secrets you can't get no other way but through the spirit. I need to say this way. Y'all have mercy on me. But we are not normal people. We are people who connected to Almighty God. And there are things that God want to tell us that the other man can't hear. Divine secret. Say divine secret. Sometimes when you're dealing with something and you can't get an answer, you need a divine secret. Or you need God to show you something hidden that you can't find at the library. Many times in ministry, I was tied up and didn't know what to do. I just pray in tongues and God give me a secret. Sometimes one word from God can change your whole nature. You know He can change you. Now another thing about tongue, listen to me, it's corded language. Good God. It's corded. And the enemy can't decode it. And your problem don't know what you're doing when you're praying in tongues. What I said? Tongue make your problem ignorant. Oh, that's what the Spirit just told me. I never heard it before. Tongue make your problem ignorant, the enemy ignorant, and anybody who gets you ignorant. Because you done gotten another realm. I don't know what she's doing. But I don't be able to mess with her no more. She's still happy when she should be crying. She still got a glow on her when she shouldn't look dreary, but she's still raising her hand. Tell me, I got a plan. That's the way the spirit world works. Hey! That's the way it works. There's no traps for a person who know how to pray in the Holy Ghost. There's no bondage. Everything gonna work out together for my good. Mark Romans 8:26-28. Time you don't know what to pray and how to pray for it. But the Spirit take over your infirmities. Give you the mind of the Spirit. Huh? Another aspect of praying in tongue is speaking divine mysteries, divine corded secrets, hidden things, divine secret, corded language. I'm going to look at somebody's paper in a few minutes. Corded language. Now listen to this. Secret will or plan. Secret will or plan. There's a secret will and a secret plan God had. And you praying and He give you that secret will and secret plan where He can back you up. I said secret will and secret plan that you can't get no other way but praying in the spirit. Man can't give it to you.
No, sir. No.
But the Holy Ghost give it to you.
Yes, sir.
You dealing with something, you said, I'm going to pray in tongue a while and get a secret will and a secret plan. Yeah, right here, right now. God love it. He said, oh, you won't know a secret? You won't know my secret will in this situation? Don't go with them. Tell them, let me out right here. I got somebody going to pick you up. Get out. Trap set for you. You can't get rape in the spirit. Because God going to point your rape out. Now write this down. Secret counsels that govern God in his dealing with the righteous, hidden from the ungodly and wicked men, but plain to the godly. Now, there are times in my life I disappear. What do you mean you disappear? I disappear in the spirit. I'm gone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
And then when I come back to myself, I'm promoted. Come on, take the secret now. Take the secret. There are times I get lost in the spirit and find another place I'm supposed to go. Yeah. There are times I go in on the fourth floor. When I come out, I'm on the 18th floor. See, it's the spirit. Oh, my God, children. It's real. Yes. See, we're not just bop, 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 bop. No. You're talking directly to God.
Yes.
Something got to happen when you're praying in the spirit.
Jesus.
Knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. Knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. Now, when you're praying, that's happening. See, God is revealing himself. Rhema words, revelation come when you're praying in the spirit. How many of y'all won't admit you don't pray in the spirit much? After tonight, you're going to start praying. You just didn't know no better. God forgive you. God forgive you. Let me just read this note to you about mystery. It denotes that what's being outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension can be made known only by divine revelation. And is made known in a manner and at a time appointed by God to those who are illumined by his spirit. In the ordinary sense, a mystery implied knowledge withheld, its scripture significant in truth revealed. In other words, there are things that you can't touch in the natural, but you're touching in the supernatural. But that which being outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension can be made known only by divine revelation. Therefore, when you pray in tongue, secret or plain will be made known to you. Let's look at one or two other translations. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. The New International Version says, for anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. Write that down. You think I said the same thing? I didn't say the same thing. He utters mysteries with his spirit or with her spirit. The Waymark New Testament put it this way. Yet in the spirit, he is speaking secret truth. The Amplified Bible says another way. Because in the Holy Spirit, he utters secret truth and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. I hear the Lord say, tell you, what I'm teaching you now is no way for you ever again to get in a stuck.
Yes,
I don't care what it is. There's no way. You will pray your way, jack yourself right on up out of it. By praying in the spirit, because you see, I've seen time that God give me one word or two words or three words that settles the whole case.
Right. Yes, sir.
It's so dynamic, when you see. So when praying in the spirit, you can't get in a jam. They had Peter lock up, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
those people was praying in the spirit. They were praying in the spirit so much they didn't recognize Peter when he got out.
Come on, sir.
They was in another realm. Yes, Peter had to say, yeah, that's me. When you pray in tongues, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You are declaring the secrets of God. Now listen, let me read it again now because I want you to sit here. Listen.
Come on, sir.
When you pray in tongues, you're declaring the secrets of God, which will impart blessing and impact your life.
Thank you.
Impart blessing. I want y'all praying in the morning. Get up a little earlier, do something, pray. Take a while and pray in tongues. Keep a pad with you. Keep your Bible with you. Because praying in tongues is not just you talking. God will talk back to you. That's where this ministry comes from. I pray in tongues, God says something. Man say don't do it, God say do it. I go with God. He'll help you every time. Yeah. Many of y'all about to go places you've never been before. Yeah. Shackles and chains and things that have been blocking you. You're going to know how to get through it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to this again. I won't say it again. When you pray in tongues, you're declaring the secrets of God, which will impart blessing. Which will impart blessing. Which will impart blessing. You can't pray in tongues and not get blessed. And impact your life. And impact your life. My life has been impacted by praying in the spirit. I pray in the spirit over an hour every day. Sometimes 2 and 3 hours. Sometimes I wake up 3:30 in the morning and pray till daybreak. Because it has so much benefit. It don't see a lot of kashiko. Don't seem like it got no benefit. But God's word says.
Yes, sir.
And if you prove it out, it will function in your life. And you will not get caught in those jams. Stuck on the same level. You're supposed to be moving all the time. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
It's like going up an escalator. That thing constantly moving, boy. You're going up all the time. Whether you walk or not, you're going up. Look at somebody and tell them all my struggles are over. I'm not playing with you. I'm not joking up in here. I'm not trying to be no history teacher up in here. I'm letting you know that it's over. If you follow instruction and get the secret and get the hidden thing, you'll know what to do.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to be no bishop.
Yes.
You don't need no PhD for this. He's talking to all of his children. When we pray in the spirit, everybody become equal. Nobody no more than nobody else. Because everybody got contact with God. Yeah, this is a good one for you. You'll pray now. When I tell you this one, you're going to pray. You might start praying right now. Tongues are praying in the spirit. Is drawing secrets to life complicated issues. Drawing secrets to life complicated issues. Yeah. Up. You see other words? Come on now. Other words, that with tongue, nothing is complicated. Tongue reach up and get a secret. And wipe the complication out. Who heard that? Tongue reach up and grab a secret from heaven. And wipe the complication out. Wipe the circumstance out. Wipe the blockage out. Wipe the enemy out. Show you a divine secret. Show you a pattern to walk. David met Goliath. God, the slingshot looked like it wasn't going to work. But God had a secret that it wasn't going to be David killed Goliath. God killed Goliath. Tongues will take out your giant. What's the worst thing you're dealing with? What? Who pesting you right now? What blocking you from having a good life? Tongue will take your giant out. Say it. Tongue will take my giant out. When I'm praying in the spirit, oh, listen to this. When I'm praying in the spirit, I'm taking out giants. Why you didn't say it? Why you didn't say what I said? Why you sit there and waste my time? Why you sit there and just look like I was talking to everybody else but you? Don't you know you got giants too?
Amen.
You either got giants or you ain't in this world. Tongues take your giants out. Giants falling. Let me hurry. I got some more things I want. You got your shouting clothes on? Praying in tongue, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is prophesying your God-ordained future. When you're praying in the spirit, you're prophesying your God-ordained future. Otherwise, you will not be fooled. You will not be lied to. You will not be distracted because you're already focused.
Yes, sir.
Let me say that again. I want you to hear that. Praying in tongue is prophesying your God-ordained future. You know I pastor this church. I travel a lot. Do you know I do it sweatless?
Yes.
I'm not burdened. But I pray in tongue much. We're going to read Paul saying in that same chapter, I pray in tongue more than y'all to the whole church. Because I know the effect of it. I don't pray by don't feel it. I pray by facts. What the word said, that's why I'm praying in the spirit. Whew. Because you keep sawing 100, something's going to happen to you. I tell you, that's the way I started. I thought I was sawing 100 and became a millionaire. Sawing 100, 500, that's sawing, you know. Now you know I got to talk about sawing a little bit. Praying in tongue is prophesying. Listen, I'm going to say it a different way now. And praying out God's plan for your life. God plans, P-L-A-N-S. God plans for your life. All right. You won't get on. You won't get in this, huh? Let me say it this way, praying in tongues and prophesying your God ordained future. I got about 13 more minutes. Secret, let's write this down. Secret counsel that governs God in his dealing with the righteous.
Yes, sir.
Hidden from the ungodly and wicked, but men, but planned to the godly. Again, knowledge withheld from the ungodly, but truth revealed to the righteous. Again, secret will and plan.
Yes, sir.
See, can you adjust to this? The anointing is strong when you're in the plan and will of God for your life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah, many times people say, I don't know what to do with my life. Oh, I'm stuck. I don't know where to begin. That don't happen to a tongue talker. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you're preparing for the supernatural.
Yes,
tongue gets you prepared. Listen to this. There's some more things I need to say. Oh, my God. My time. Now, the plan that you get when you're praying in the spirit is the wisdom of God and is hidden for the believer. And not from the believer. When you discover the plan of God, you have uncovered the wisdom of God. Are you listening to me? Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. You see 1 Corinthians 2, 7?
Yes, sir.
Now look at Ecclesiastes 10:10. By praying or speaking in tongue, Solomon in his wisdom declared, wisdom is profitable to direct. Listen, class. The plan of God is divine direction for your life and ministry, and will be revealed to you as you pray in the Holy Ghost. I see preachers trying to get strategies, and they're trying to say, I'm trying to get my church straight. I don't have no trouble about my member. I really don't have no trouble about you all. Because, see, it's the word of God ministering to you. I'm not doing it. But we got good members in this church. I ain't going to say it every day because it go to your head, but, But, I mean, people under the word, they don't get you no trouble. It's them people who under religion and tradition and want their way. See. I had a friend told me, he's a minister, and he says a certain time people told him, tell him I received so. I don't like what you're preaching. Just jump up in the meeting. I don't believe nothing you say. They better not do that in my meeting. Boy, I got some big men in my meeting. What that big boy name? Somebody said it. Randy be looking around. I went to a church one time. I was in another state, and they wanted me to come in the back. Randy said, he just told me he's not coming in the back. Go get the mic. Now, you got to know Randy to know that he's big enough to scare you. He walked right there. But somebody jumped up in one of my meetings. So I got men trapped with me. I got at least 20 men at all my meetings, no matter where, if I go to China, they're going. And you get up and sack me up, you better be ready, brother. You better have a machine gun and two people helping you. They come and get you out. You out of there. So, I mean, my friend didn't have nobody with him, but, man, you can't do that to me because they ain't going to let you do it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm grateful for that. Many times, listen, by praying in tongues, when we know the plan of God for our life, we don't know how to implement or how to get it done. That's a powerful statement now.
Yes.
All right? Again, that's why we must pray in the Holy Ghost to get the step-by-step plan that lead to the overall plan.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen?
You follow me?
Yes,
so again, tongue is entrance into the realm of the spirit, the miraculous zone, in the miracles. I want to give you one or two more. Turn to Ephesians 3:16. Praying in tongue is strengthening your inner self with might. Look what Ephesians 3. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you, that strength, when you're praying in tongues,
yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You feel yourself rising up.
Yes, sir.
I see some of y'all haven't prayed too much. All right, Reverend. All right, Reverend. I'll take your word for it. No, you got to do it, baby. He's going to try to discourage you when you start. Feeling or emotion going to try to tell you, you don't have nothing else to say. I was walking with one of my little grandsons. He wanted to walk with me. Joshua. He walked with me. I said, Joshua, we about to pray in tongues. He said, huh? I said, I'm praying now. You pray? He said, yeah, I pray. I said, well, pray. He said, well, stop. And then he said, stop. I said, no, Joshua, you're going to pray. He said, rah, bah, 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 bah. I said, now you got it. I said, now, down this street here, we're going to pray in tongues all the way. He prayed on through. You don't walk with Papa without praying in tongues. You see, I walk with two of my boys, and we walk a few minutes. I'm in the Bible.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I ain't got nothing else on my mind.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's good.
You say love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, right?
That's right. Amen.
That's been going on in my life 40-some years.
Yep.
They'll never miss a day. I fell in love with him.
Yes.
And I know something I found out. He loved me.
Yes.
Jesus. Glory. That's right. Glory. The Wham New Testament word is like this about that scripture. To grant you in according with the wealth of his glorious perfection, to be strengthened by his spirit with power, penetrate into your innermost being. To strengthen you don't mean to make stronger. Good God Almighty. Dunamis power, miracle power, explosive power. The more you pray in the spirit, that's it. The more you're increasing in spiritual force on the inside of you. Yeah. Write that down. The more you pray, God Almighty, I can't hardly. The more you pray in the spirit, the more you increase in spiritual force on the inside of you. This is what we're all about, you know. The more you pray in tongue, the more explosive power and miraculous power are growing on the inside of you. Somebody start praying. Yeah, I guess so. Miracle power, and explosive power. Start growing on the inside of you. That's what you want, children.
Yes.
Listen to me. That's what you want.
Yes, sir.
You want to get want that power to start growing on the inside of you.
Yes.
Face the adversities of life standing straight up.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that you're going to win.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You don't have to know how.
Yes,
trust in the Lord with all your heart. Yes. Lean not to your own understanding. Yes. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do?
He'll direct
your path.
Yes, sir.
My God. The ability to charge your body with spiritual energy. Never grow old. The Holy Ghost become a young man on the inside of you, a young woman on the inside of you. Good God Almighty. Charge your body with spiritual energy through the avenue of tongue. Now tongue, I'm almost through, is building a strong premise to carry the anointing.
Hallelujah.
You catch two preachers, one hand praying in tongue. I tell my boys, I'm whooping my boys all the time. I say, y'all got a good outline. Eloquent. I've seen eloquent speakers in preaching engagement. I was on a preaching engagement with them. I've seen them real elegant, and they get up and they got all the outline. I was in a meeting one time. I told my wife, I said, these guys got so much information. I ain't got all this information. I'm coming home. My wife said, what God sent you up there for? I said, well, all right, goodbye. You remember that, honey? And so I was preaching with some good preachers. That boy had some outline, though, boy. They were breaking the wood now. I said, I don't know all this. I'm from the country. That next day, the Holy Ghost hit. I was just walking the floor like this. And the glory hit the place. And the preacher who was going to preach behind me said, I'm not preaching today. It was God, though. It wasn't me. It was 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In demonstration of the spirit and the power. That's what tongue will do for you. All right, praying in tongue. Turn to Jude now, 1. I'm closing. Praying in tongue builds, get this now, and stimulates your faith. Builds and stimulates your faith. But ye beloved, Jude 1:20, building up yourself on your most holy faith. How?
Praying
in the Holy Ghost. Then the Amplified Bible said, but you, beloved, build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice higher and higher, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in tongue builds and stimulate your faith. I'll give you this last statement here. And I'm going to take up with these on the next week. You listening? I'm going to give you a hot spot to stand in right here. Praying in tongues makes your progress unstoppable and undeniable before your enemies. You want me to say that again? Praying in tongues makes your progress unstoppable and undeniable before your enemies. Now, if you can't get a little sleep over that, I can't help you. We're going to take up there. I have an apostle taught me some of this stuff. I have 50 more. By the time we get to the end of this, y'all be ready for the supernatural. Y'all be ready for July. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, when you're praying in the morning, pull your notes out. If you find yourself struggling a little bit, look at one of those notes and see what tongue gonna do for you. And I'll assure you, you'll get a boost and start praying some more. You know, when you hear, it's a direct line to God. My God. And I'm saying it's quitting now. You heard that the devil can't eavesdrop. He can't counteract my plan because he don't know where I'm going. But God and I know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's enough. Praise God.